Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here this evening. Of course, your phone calls are the primary element of the program if you make them. Also, you can influence what we talk about on this show by visiting freetalklive.com, getting yourself started with one of our free accounts. The whole site is free. You can enjoy all the features there. But the main feature of the site now is that you, the listener, gets to essentially influence what we talk about on the air. And now, of course, the best way to do it is to call in and bring up whatever you want. But aside from that, you can submit show prep suggestions, news articles, opinion pieces, videos, blog pieces, whatever it is you want. You submit it to the site, and then other listeners will vote up or vote down on your submissions, and you can vote up and vote down on theirs, and whatever is the most popular at any given point in time will be at the top of our website. So what you see at the top of the site today might not necessarily be the same thing as what you see at the top of the site tomorrow, but you can help make that happen by going to freetalklive.com and getting interactive over there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so starting things out here tonight, actually, I think I'm going to go into the email box. I've got an email from Spencer, and he says, Ian, depending on your goals, I find it odd that you continuously identify fairly nitpicky issues between liberty lovers to debate. For example, mocking libertarians, objectivists, Glenn Beck, Rand Paul, and people who would use the system, i.e. people who vote, to promote liberty seems like an odd way to attract others to the liberty movement. If you think of liberty on a percentile scale, I'd compare you like this. 99%+ Ian, 98% Mark, 97% Ayn Rand, and I believe this guy is a Rand, one of the Rand follower types. Ron Paul, 96%.
What makes you decide that?
I'm just trying to recall based on my last emails with him. Anyway, okay. Glenn Beck, he rates at 93%. Glenn Beck from 3 years ago, 85%. The average Republican, 80%. Average Democrat, 60%, etc. George Bush, 30%. Barack Obama, 20. Hitler, 10. He says, I would argue that you should treat people in the 90% zone with a great deal of respect because they're generally on your side and definitely helping to move things in the right direction. People in the lower ranges still deserve varying degrees of respect, especially if they will listen to reason. People at or below the 50% mark generally deserve to be mocked, berated, resisted, and avoided unless they are actively engaging in conversation, in which case they should also be treated respectfully. What brought this on is the comparison between you and Glenn Beck, which you did back in March. Glenn Beck is attracting millions of neocons who could easily be persuaded to take the next logical steps toward liberty. For instance, drop the obsession with empire building and acting as the morality police. I've never seen a high-profile character make such a dramatic shift as I have seen in Glenn Beck, and I really think that you should be cheering him on and polishing up his rough edges instead of beating him up over the way he phrases statements that you and I both agree with.
Well, hold on now. Glenn Beck supported the bailouts. He's calling for a VAT tax, a value-added tax.
Is he now?
Yes. He's calling for the VAT tax?
He thinks it's necessary. Yeah, we got to have higher taxes to pay for all this big government.
Well, so, you know, I agree that we should, that the nation should pay for everything that it does today and shouldn't deficit into the future, people's grandchildren for what it is intends to do today. I think that that is immoral. However, I think that higher taxes aren't the answer either. I think the answer is lower government spending.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's pretty good. I would agree. I listen to Glenn Beck whenever I can in the mornings when his radio show's on. And I like what he says on a lot of things, but every now and then he comes out with these just so anti-freedom, pro-big government ideas at just the right moment to sort of sway his listeners in a certain direction. And I don't know if this guy's even aware of that. A lot of listeners aren't.
Yeah, I don't know either, but what I hear in his email, I appreciate the critique, of course, but what I hear is that I'm being unfair. That I'm mocking people like Glenn Beck and that I'm just not being nice. And I feel like in the case of Glenn Beck, I've been fairly complimentary toward him on this program. I think I've acknowledged pretty much what Spencer is saying here, that he's moved in the right direction in the last several years. And I remember listening to Glenn Beck back when he was a Tampa Bay host, when he wasn't even syndicated. So I've been listening for a while, since I was a teenager, basically. I think that's when he was on back then. And, so I'm the first person to acknowledge that he's come a long way. But that said, I'm also going to acknowledge where he's wrong. And to just kind of gloss over those issues, which I think are fairly glaring and important, stuff like immigration. That's where most talk show hosts are wrong. It's something that I think deserves to be talked about, especially since, in many cases, what prompted the discussions about Glenn Beck were people calling this show and saying, aren't you guys like Glenn Beck? How are you different from Glenn Beck? We actually had people call and specifically request to explain, because they are radio listeners that are listening. For instance, we get a lot of new people listening to the show every Saturday night just because we have a lot of stations. They're hearing us. They're probably hearing some similarities between us and Glenn Beck. But then they're hearing us take different positions, like on immigration and stuff like that. And so they want to know, well, you guys are supposed to be libertarians, but he calls himself a libertarian. So there's a conflict. What is it? Why is it that you aren't the same? And so we spent one particular hour, I think, going over the 9-12 thing, which is something that Glenn Beck came up with, this 9 principles or 12 something or others. Anyway, we talked about the 9 principles, and we went down that, and we kind of just went in and we said, okay, well, some of these we agree with and some of these we don't. Here's how we feel. I don't see what's wrong with that. And I don't think we were mean about it.
Well, for one, I think that did you have a genetic problem? You're completely incapable of not sounding condescending. But I do agree that we have to distinguish ourselves from other talk show hosts, especially when there's a distinction to be made. I don't think there's no one out there currently that there isn't a distinction to be made with, at least not in the major category. Not to say we're in the major category. But we have to point out where we're different. Otherwise, should we spend 3 hours saying, hey, don't worry about us. Go listen to Glenn Beck. He's coming along nicely.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of show is that going to be? I mean, there are some distinctions, and those distinctions really do make the difference between understanding liberty and not understanding liberty. For instance, I may be in the category, you can decide that I'm in the category of minarchist, or you can decide I'm in the category of voluntarist, depending on how it is that you view those particular issues. I don't know whether I necessarily believe that complete liberty is a viable solution that it will work in the real world. However, I do believe that liberty is a goal that one should go for. And so therefore, I consider myself to be, 100% for liberty. Glenn Beck doesn't have that distinction. He isn't about liberty. He's about, smaller government and government in the areas that he thinks that it belongs.
About Glenn Beck.
Yeah, but, when people are about small government, except what you tend to get is governmental growth in the area that they said that except for. So when the Republicans get in power, which Glenn Beck isn't much different from a Republican. I think he's coming along, but he's not that much different yet. At least my view of it. And that you're going to get small government, except for the military, because, we need it. Now, he has recently said, bring them home, and I'm all for that. I think that's a great step. Bring the military home, get them out of the 700-and-something military bases in 130-something nations around the world. There's no reason for the U.S. military to be there. So I'm for what Glenn Beck's doing. However, he still needs a little farther to make it to home plate,
Right, and it's not like Glenn Beck is out there listening to Free Talk Live. I mean, maybe he is, but I get the impression he's a pretty busy guy, right? I mean, he's got a TV show, he's got a radio show, he's got a magazine, he does live tours, and this is a guy that is an entrepreneur and has a lot on his plate and has a big staff helping him. But, I mean, despite all that, he's putting a lot of time in. I know how these guys tend to be as far as the time they put into their radio shows and their television programs. There's a lot that goes on outside of just the 3 hours or the 1 hour that that they're actually on air for. So it's not like Glenn Beck has had his feelings hurt by us taking him to task on his belief system here. There's a little bit more to Spencer's email. We'll get to that in a moment. So take your calls. It's about anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance. or refi with cash out, up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours if you want them. freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it all the time to my son Jack. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. It's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We're going to get into your phone calls here in a moment. I just want to wrap up the email from Spencer, who is, from all indications, a very brilliant guy. He has a PhD, very, very bright. It's just that I guess there's a miscommunication that has gone on here because he is accusing me of mocking libertarians and objectivists and Glenn Beck and Rand Paul. And I don't know if I've mocked them so much as I've simply pointed out differences. And he's saying that instead of pointing out differences, it would be better. He points out here that I should be cheering on Glenn Beck and polishing up his rough edges instead of beating him up over the way he phrases statements that you and I both agree with. And were I to have a personal conversation with Glenn Beck, then I'm sure I would be much more encouraging toward his move toward liberty in a more positive fashion. But pointing out differences in belief systems and pointing out differences in understandings of liberty on the air on my radio show is not a individual one-on-one communication with Glenn Beck. It's not an open letter to Glenn Beck. The purpose of a segment like that, where we look at him and his beliefs, and we look at us and what our beliefs are, and we compare and contrast, is for the listener's edification, for the listener to be able to say, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, I see why they're different in those ways. That's what the purpose is. I'm not trying to recruit Glenn Beck with this program.
Right, and I don't think that his, he rushed off to listen to our program. Maybe, who knows. But... You know, one thing that I'd encourage Spencer to kind of look at is the industry and the job that we do. Free Talk Live has really toned it down. I mean, we used to be a much more in-your-face kind of combative, pugnacious show. Would you agree?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, I think we had a bit of a wider nasty streak. And,
I was definitely angrier in the past.
What do you think that turns into?
Okay.
The message has changed somewhat, and it's much more inclusive, I think. I think that our stand has become much more rigorous as far as liberty goes, but we're nicer to people, callers and the people we talk about on the air on a regular basis. But at the same time, you need an amount of edginess to do talk radio. If not, I'd love to hear about the person who's doing a great job doing a call-in talk show by doing peace and light and goodness and just flowery, nice
talk. Well, our
talk.
Message is a peace.
It is.
Our message is a peaceful message, but that doesn't mean that you have to
fillet. Is it a serene?
It doesn't mean that you have to fillet everybody that isn't quite on board with the message of freedom just because they're part of the way.
It doesn't mean we
shouldn't be critical of those who don't get it. Or, like you mentioned, Rand Paul, of people like Rand Paul who are pandering, who are supposedly, who ostensibly, they portray themselves as liberty-oriented. And then, on the other hand, when you ask them the right questions, you find out they're in favor of warmongering or in favor of some other, immigration restrictions or some other anti-freedom thing. Those things deserve to be pointed out because our listeners are listening to us. And if we mention a politician and Rand Paul, well, then they're going to go out and give money to him. I don't know. Mark, you don't care about that. But for me, or at least I don't think you do. If our listeners go give money to Rand Paul, I want my listeners who are principled to know this guy isn't principled. Give your money to somebody who is. John Dennis sounds a lot like a better choice than Rand Paul. And you don't get to those decisions and those observations without really hashing out some differences.
Yeah, and speaking of Glenn Beck, I've looked up a Forbes article that was done about him. It's called Glenn Beck
Cover Story,
Inc., right?
Yeah.
And right here in this, about halfway down, with a deadpan, Glenn Beck insists that he is not political, quote, "I could give a flying crap about the political process," end quote. Money-making, on the other hand, is to be taken very seriously, and controversy is its own coinage. Quote, "We're an entertainment company," end quote. So there you go, Glenn Beck saying he doesn't really care about the political process. And listening to his show, it's like, how does that make any sense?
Is that all an act? Yeah, politician on today. I was listening in the shower today, and he had some politician on.
It's like us saying that we don't care about. You say you don't. I don't like politics. But
I don't.
Ian doesn't preach that following the Constitution. And
I don't.
Beck does.
Have politicians on and fillet them and talk about how great they are for what they're doing. And I don't talk about what needs to be done in D.C.
I think what he's trying to say is that he runs an entertainment show, and it is probably the most entertaining show out there.
I think that's good that he understands that comes first. If you don't entertain people, then they're not going to listen to your ideas.
Right, and I think that he's coming along. That statement doesn't bother me that he says it. I mean, obviously,
no, that doesn't bother me either. But the claim that he's not interested in politics is nonsense. Otherwise, it's what you're saying, Sam, that he's just BSing people, that he's just doing that to pander to his audience. And that's,
yeah.
I find, if that's true, then that's sad.
Yeah, I would agree.
So let's go to your phone calls here at 800-259-9231. Sorry, one more paragraph from Spencer. He says, finally, I should explain that I think the debate between you and Mark is great because the parameters fall between freedom and 99.99% freedom. Regardless of which side the listener takes, it's likely they'll be drawn toward freedom, which is a good thing. This doesn't work as well when you're picking on Glenn Beck because you could actually turn people off who are part of your core audience. And I've never been concerned with turning people off with my message. I remember, Mark, when I was becoming a full-on voluntarist a few years ago, you were concerned for what that would mean for the show and its popularity. And, of course, we've done great since then. But that concern was coming from that place of, well, what will the listeners think?
Yeah.
Well, I can't do anything else other than true to myself. And to be true to myself means that I'm not going to go and necessarily align dishonestly with other people that don't share the same belief systems that I do. I'll acknowledge the agreements where they exist, and I have acknowledged that with Glenn Beck, but I'm going to point out the differences because those differences are very important to me, especially on things like immigration and warmongering. Anyway, let's talk to...
I think it's great that you've taken this this personality disorder of yours and turned it into a radio show, and I don't think you should worry about what Spencer says at all.
What is that supposed to mean? Trisha's on the line in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi.
Trisha, you're on the air.
Hi. I was calling, and I just have to say the one thing I don't like about Glenn Beck is the immigration thing.
Mm.
You know, so that's too bad because the rest of my family really likes him. But
I think he's entertaining. I mean, I'm the first person to admit I like listening to his show. I think his, his shtick is funny.
It's very funny. Yeah.
He's well produced, and the guy knows exactly what he's doing. There's a reason why he's as popular as he is. He's a darn good talk show host, but he's not truly liberty oriented. Now, I know you're calling for a different reason, so I'm going to hang on to you if you don't mind, Trisha. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231. More with Trisha and your calls as well about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, our Shrine of Female Listeners, is one of the features. You can go and see the ladies, dozens of them, that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. We're going to finish up here with Tricia. Tricia, you're back on in Utah with Ian and Mark and Sam.
Hi. I was calling about, we had a discussion yesterday about a fellow who'd been tasered for criticizing the FBI's policy on criminalizing people for their opinions and encouraging people to report their neighbors anonymously to the FBI.
Yeah, there was a guy on posted a Facebook update and ended up being kidnapped by the police and put into a psych ward.
Yeah, well, actually, and I wanted to clarify a couple of points. I'm his sister that had contacted Michelle, and so it was actually a contact form through the FBI website. And he had originally gotten the information from Facebook.
Saying he sent a message directly to the FBI?
Yeah.
And the context of that message was what?
That while he didn't agree with the people that they were criminalizing on their website, he felt that it was wrong for them to criminalize people solely for their political opinion.
And did he make some sort of statement about eating their souls or something like that? What was that?
Apparently, but the interesting thing in all this is that the original message has been, I guess, suppressed or disappeared. He was at a hearing in front of a judge. I forget now if it's circuit court or district court, but he was, you know, in front of a real judge and everything, and the state's case refused or was unable to produce the evidence that this whole thing sprung up from.
Yeah, you'd think that they'd have to show that something. I mean, show us tell us what this threat was or whatever. I mean, that seems ridiculous to
me. But he's being held indefinitely.
Well, he was supposed to be let out of inpatient today and transferred to outpatient thing, but it hasn't happened yet, and it's, you know, it's 5:37 here, you know, so we're not sure what we'll do if we get up tomorrow morning and he's still not out.
It's a very disturbing story. I hope, will you do us a favor, Tricia, and let us know what happens as things develop here?
Yeah, I did need to clarify a couple of other points. One was that there was a dozen men that came to his house. It was actually more like six or seven.
Mm-hmm.
I'd heard a large number. To me, that meant like a dozen, and it turned out to be six or seven. And then the other thing was he was tased in the back, not in the chest.
Either way, it's not as though he were violent or in any way threatening to these people.
It's now illegal to tase people in the chest in Utah because there was a very high-profile case of somebody dying from that last year. So, yeah, great stuff.
Thanks for clearing that up, and I'm sorry to hear about this. So basically you're saying he wasn't arrested because of a Facebook post, but because he sent something directly to the FBI that they considered to be threatening, and they locked him in a psych ward.
Yes.
Pretty scary, and even if what he said was threatening, and it didn't sound like that it was, because you're saying they're not even producing the document.
Well, the claim is that it's a statement like something like, this will consume your souls, or something like that, which I don't know who has the ability to mete out that particular threat. If you can't consume a soul, then you're not actually threatening somebody if you say that that the act will consume your soul.
Right.
Our whole argument was to shift it from being a law enforcement question to it being a mental health issue, and they said, we came to your house and tased you because we were worried about you.
So. Sick. Just sick.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Tricia, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mike Buck. He is on the line from Hawaii. Am I pronouncing that right, Mike Buck?
Yes, you are. You can say Hawaii or Hawaii. And if you say Hawaii, I'll say you're welcome.
Well,
listen, I can't help the effects of being tased, but I can get you balanced nutritionally. I can build up your immune system, give you lots of energy, and all natural without one chemical preservative. That's what we're going to tell you about every day here on Free Talk Live, about Nature Bee. That's pure plant pollen from New Zealand with every vitamin and mineral and all the antioxidants you need as well.
Yeah, I've been taking a Nature Bee for more than a month now, and it's had dramatic effects on me as far as from a digestive health standpoint. And I've heard that Nature Bee is called the health wonder from down under. So tell us some of the other benefits about Nature Bee.
Well, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, but everybody feels something. Whether it's more energy, better sleep, digestion in your case, improved concentration, a strong immune system. It's not that you won't get sick, but you won't get sick as often, and you sure won't stay sick as long. And I'm not going to make your wallet sick either. Look at this. Big six-month supply of Nature Bee, $99.95 plus delivery. We bonus you listening to Free Talk Live, 3 extra months. So that's 9 months with the price of 6. When you run the numbers, 37 cents a day with a money-back guarantee. Now, if that sounds good to you, try it. You've got nothing to lose. Call toll-free all the way to New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355 or online at NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Yeah, everyone, today's the day for you to start feeling a whole lot better by joining me and getting your Nature Bee. Call 866-834-8355 now. It's 866-834-8355 or go online at naturebee.com.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, that was great, guys.
Very good. All right, so so the number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, Mark, I asked you off the air, like, you're like, all right, okay, so you're serious.
You know, it's got to be tough that, you know, I endorse every product that comes along, right? Well, it's because I won't take a product and do a live read because if I don't endorse it. And with Nature Bee, I'm not going to say that I didn't contact them about advertising. I absolutely did. And they said that they only did endorsement spots. And I'm like, okay, I'll try the product. But how are you going to endorse a multivitamin? I've taken a multivitamin all my life. Have any of you ever had effects from multivitamins?
Nope.
Ian?
Not that I know of.
No, I've never had an effect from a multivitamin either. What am I going to say about a multivitamin? It has made me happy to take it every morning with water. You know, you can't say that, but with Nature Bee, at about the same time I started taking Nature B, I had, and it was within a week after I started taking it, mm-hmm. I had this digestive issue that's been, I've had for more than 5 years, and, you know, I can't really talk about it too in-depth because of the FCC's scatological comments rules, but, you know, look up the word scatological, and you'll know what kind of digestive issues that I had, and it fixed it. I'm like normal again. I'm like I was 5 or 6 years ago. I scientific tests, I know. No, I don't. But I believe it. I believe it worked for me.
Very good. All right. We continue here and take your phone calls. Go to Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
A little criticism kind of along the Glenn Beck line. What I've noticed, I've been listening to you guys for quite some time, and whenever anybody of the conspiracy persuasion calls in, you guys get really, really upset about it. I don't know if you're...
Define upset.
Well, it's like you have some personal, emotional pain about that issue.
Yes, I do, and it's because I don't want to be perceived as a conspiracy show.
Yeah, that's
see, there's
what
a
I
difference
thought.
Between there's a difference between being a conspiracy show, tolerating the conspiracy theorists, and doing what we do, which is actively rebutting the
right.
conspiracy theorists. Most of them don't get on the air on most talk shows because they're screened right out. We'll take
yeah.
them every single time, no matter what kooky stuff they're talking about, and we're going to call them out. And even Sam here, we've gotten into it with him because he's started to get brought into the fold. I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back here. You can continue your critique in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I'm not just going to sit here and nod along when somebody comes on and starts talking about stuff that I don't really think is helpful to the movement of advancing liberty. And I don't feel like the conspiracy movement does that very well. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for Survival Seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of things that you can do to help get this program on more radio stations and into more Internet listeners' ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. In fact, we just launched a bunch of brand new banners. So we've got banners that are kind of generic Free Talk Live banners. We've got some with our lovely Shriner ladies on them. And you can go and scroll down the page and pick the ones that fit your website best. And feel free to use and abuse them. Head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. They are there for you. And we appreciate anybody that utilizes them and brings more people to this program. We're talking to Joe in Florida. Joe, you're back on Free Talk Live with a little bit of critique. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it all out there, so go for it.
Thanks. My point is that there was a girl last Monday that was on that she was real excited about what she was doing, and you played down the stuff that she was doing. I just wanted to point out, you know, for a lot of people, this is a journey, not a destination, and it takes a lot of different modalities to get to New Hampshire. For a lot of people, including myself, I was the 10,000th signer for the Free State Project.
Cool, congratulations.
Well, thanks. And you know, I'm 55, and over the years, I've explored everything out there and have come to what I believe today. But some of it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was here for the conversation with Brooke Kelly, who you're referring to, and she's
nice girl. I like Brooke.
Yeah, and I think we stroked the heck out of her when we were talking to her about you know, thanks for all the stuff you're doing, and she does do a great deal. And we pointed out that there are some, you know, that we disagree with that whole you know, the conspiracy theory aspect, and we explained to her why. We didn't say things like you know, you're dumb or you're crazy or
right.
Like, you know, really rattle her cage or treat her bad or anything like that. We just explained that, you know, hey,
doesn't do anything for me.
I don't know that I think that there's questions on both sides that need to be answered, and you know, you're drawing conclusions that you don't have evidence for, and that's all.
It just seems to be a marginalizing thing to me. It seems like by taking the conspiracy theory as your front-running issue, that it puts you in a corner. It pushes you into a niche that I think is even worse to be in than the liberty movement in general, which is already niche
It
is.
Well, my personal belief is if I'm not there to witness it, then I have no idea what happened. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I do read an awful lot, and you know, you pick out stuff and you throw other stuff away, and you come up with, you know, something and hope for the best.
Thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Joe, at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Sam, I know that you wanted to comment here.
Yeah, I kind of take Joe's viewpoint on this issue. You know, you point out that, well, you know, what's the point of bringing up 9/11? Well, if that turns out to be the inside job that the conspiracy theorists claim, it really is the cornerstone of, or the keystone of everything that the government has built upon. I mean, the Patriot Act.
Isn't that true either way?
Whether
it was an inside job or not, that's still a true statement. It's still a cornerstone of their, it's their big excuse for.
Sure. So when, at least if people find out that it was not the terrorists living in caves, that it was the government or some other government or, you know, who knows what, but that the state actually knew about it and allowed this thing to happen, and that there's evidence that, you know, it's happened in Oklahoma City. I heard from a lady that lived on the, or that worked on the ninth floor of the, Murrow building there that was bombed, and heard some pretty amazing stuff as to how that went down and what was going on in the days before.
The stories are there are some really interesting stories, and if they're presented well and in a good storytelling fashion, I find them to be very compelling.
I do too. I've seen the videos and I've seen the details on the Oklahoma City thing, and I've seen the 9/11 stuff.
And they ask questions that I can't answer.
Right,
but. Then the people that come out that are skeptical towards that position, they ask questions that are like, yeah, that makes sense too. So to me, it leaves you sort of ping ponging down this this hallway trying to figure
who's
out
right.
Who's right.
They both sound like they
wrong,
could be right.
And then how much time am I going to spend, deciding which one of these positions I want to go for? And then I have to drag the next guy ping ponging down that hallway
and
in
all
order
the way,
to get him to wherever, whatever position I'm at.
And that whole time you're going through that process, you're not seeing necessarily, or you're not having the time to focus on the guy that was arrested for, sending something, a letter to the FBI, or the people that are that were arrested and
thrown in
last
jail
night
for
asking directions.
Yep.
I mean, these are things that you don't have to win a debate on, and I'm not interested in trying to win that debate because I don't believe I can do it. I don't have the personal knowledge. I don't want to spend time interviewing the so-called experts. I don't want to have them both sides on. I don't want to take a position on it because for me, it doesn't have any bearing on where I'm going.
Yeah, I get that, and I see that you're animated, holding your fingers up and counting off the points and so forth, and getting a little hostile
with
your voice.
It's good to talk with your hands. It helps
especially
expression.
When you get agitated. And this is where I would agree with you guys. This is not the message for me. It's something that I want to know about. That's why I've been, listening to the Alex Jones Show, understanding all of the points, getting some of the facts, looking at some of the documents that they claim have all these things in them. And I've
have you made up your mind?
There's a lot of questions. I think there's
there are good questions.
It certainly pushed me more towards the side of believing that. But as far as am I is everything that comes out of Alex Jones's mouth truth? Absolutely not.
Right. And I have not listened to Alex Jones's show too often. I've listened a few times, and he's called in a couple of times, and or at least once. He's called a couple of times, and I know he's been on the air at least one time, and it was it was a great call.
Yeah.
His presentation on this show was superb, A-plus presentation. But what I get from many of the conspiracy theorists is that there hasn't been a single act of terrorism, a single act of God, a single thing that's gone wrong since John F. Kennedy or, you pick your moment in time. Mm-hmm. Everything has been as a result of the conspiring of a few world elites, whether they're the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Templar Knights, you pick your this has been happening throughout the ages. It's just that now with new media, these ideas can get spread and people can pretend to know a little bit more, and they can say, hey, I know a secret, and it's a fun secret, let me tell you about it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that bothers me, whether it's the hurricanes, whether it's the flooding in Katrina, whether it's the 9/11. I mean, there's nothing that's not a conspiracy from the Bilderbergers, and to me that is nutty too.
Yeah,
and it's also giving the government a level of competence that it couldn't possibly reach.
Well, and I think it's important to distinguish between the people like Alex Jones who have studied the stuff for over a decade, mm-hmm. who know their facts, who can recite examples of quotes and stories and UN documents and so forth, and somebody who's listened to this on the radio for 3 months or whatever and is going out, they're evil and they're doing all these things and can't back it up with any facts. They don't come off as credible. And in that process, I think a lot of people present that viewpoint that, well, all the hurricanes are caused by this. You know, when it comes to the earthquakes that have been going on around the world, you know, the position that I've heard Alex take up on that is that, well, the government's admitted that they have seismic weapons that can generate earthquakes. And the thing that's curious to point out is that Haiti, the one in South America, all happened in highly populated areas, and the chances of that are pretty slim. You know, most of the world is...
Are you going to hear much about a earthquake that happens in a low-populated area? You're just not going to hear that much. If some people out in the middle of the woods experience an earthquake, then it's not going to hit the news.
A 7.0 magnitude quake you're going to hear about. I mean, you're going to feel aftershocks.
I remember the newspaper that I used to see down south would have a picture every week. They'd have a picture of all the different earthquakes and tornadoes and natural disasters that were going on that happened in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
They would just have a little graph or a little world representation of what was happening. And, you know, every single week there are things happening out there. You're not going to hear about a significant earthquake unless there's some significant damage or some level of significant lives threatened. And, you know, the news is only going to report on so much of this stuff.
And when it comes to the government and their programs, I mean, you know, they did the – I just recently watched the movie Men Who Stare at Goats. Mm-hmm. So they have done programs on all kinds of things. They claim to have been able to kill with their mind. They couldn't. You know, I don't know that... I believe that you shouldn't ever apply to conspiracy what you can apply to stupidity. And there's a lot of that going on with them.
We got more coming up with your calls as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.